B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Angela, why do you think your boyfriend Troy is cheating on you?
I don't know if he's actually done anything or not, but I have actual evidence that he's talking to someone. The other day he went into the shower and I was being a little nosy, I'm not going to lie. And there was a text message from just a random 704 number and it wasn't saved in his phone. And so I looked at it and it was super flirty. And you could tell that she was being the one that was being more aggressive, you know, like, hey, Troy, how are you? I'd love to see you again. Da 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 da. Like, what's going on? And
he would love to see you again.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
Well, how does he respond to that?
He would just be like, oh my God, you're so bad. You know, I'm seeing Angela. I can't really do that. Like, he was being polite, but like still not saying no, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of flirty back on his behalf. Just not
as. Yeah, like winky face. Just not. He just wasn't meeting her at where she was at, you know?
Okay. Well, number one, I'm not mad at you for being nosy. I myself would have done the same thing.
Yeah, but was there any other signs going on that made you want to be nosy? Like, has he been treating you any different? Pulling back? Maybe especially anything different in the moving furniture department?
No. I mean, furniture gets moved. I don't. So that's why it was like kind of just surprising, you know?
So did you confront him once you saw these text messages?
I didn't because I didn't know what to say. Things have been really good, so that's why it threw me completely off guard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He always told me how much, you know, he loves my face, and he loves being with me, and he's always saying stuff like that, so it was just super left field.
Roy, let's dial up Troy and find out who this other woman is, even if he sends it to Angela. Angela, still confront him, and we'll back you up, okay?
Okay.
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 Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Troy, please.
This is he.
Hi, Troy. My name is Michelle. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is I'm letting you know some great news. We have your name and number here.
I'm not really interested in whatever it is you're selling.
I have nothing to sell. I actually have, we're giving something away. But one of your friends did tag you in our post on Instagram, and we were doing one of those giveaway contests. We pulled your name, so I have $100 in free red roses for you to send to someone.
What?
Yeah.
$100 in free red roses?
Yes.
What do I have to sign up for?
You don't have to sign up for anything. The only stipulation we ask is that you send them to someone that you are in love with or romantic with.
And I can't send them to my mom?
Well, they are romantic roses, so we wouldn't want to confuse mom. Do you have a girlfriend or a wife you'd like to send them to?
So I'm going to send them to Amy.
I also have a note to go with these roses. What would you like to put on that?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It feels so wrong, but I know it's right.
Okay.
And then just like a winky face.
All right. And again, you're sending these to Amy, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So what about your girlfriend, Angela? How do you think she'll feel about this?
Excuse me?
You know, like, what are you and Amy doing that's so wrong that Angela needs to know?
I'm sorry, who's that?
This is the MRO Morning Show. It's War of the Roses. It's where we catch cheaters.
Oh,
Angela came
God.
To us
Jesus.
Because she thought you were cheating, and clearly that's the case.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this just once, and I need you to be completely honest with me. Are you talking about my twin, Amy?
Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
What the hell, Troy? Are you serious?
I mean, look,
If anything, you should be flattered. She looks exactly like you.
So why would...
Oh,
like,
then why would you cheat?
That's almost even worse, because then that means Amy has something that Angela doesn't have.
Why does anyone cheat? Why does things get old? Things get stale?
I don't know, dude. I don't cheat.
Like her.
So I don't know.
New version.
Troy, Angela's twin
sister. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me right now?
Don't act like you haven't fantasized about it.
About what?
About having twins. Come on.
But you're not having twins. You're having the other twin.
Look, Angela, how is your relationship with Amy? Are you close with your twin, like every other twin in the world?
Embarrassing.
Yes.
You're ruining people's lives. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
You're ruining people's lives.
Angela, are you more shocked that Troy did this to you or Amy?
It's kind of both. I can't even believe this right now.
How did you even find out?
Does that matter?
Were you snooping?
Does that matter?
It matters.
And if she did snoop, is that, I mean, clearly, are you trying to make her seem like she's the one in the wrong? You're the cheater. It doesn't matter how she knew or how she thought. The point is that you cheated on your girlfriend. That's all that matters here.
So what the hell? So what was this, the last year we've been together? It's just you've been wanting to be with my sister? Like, you're acting like we've been married for years. And
no.
Taylor, what are you talking about? It's been a year.
Not at first.
Okay, well, that's actually...
It didn't start happening until, like, 3 months ago.
You know what? Forget this. I'm going to call Amy right now.
Oh, she's gone.
This ain't good.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.